I'm speaking to really the major presenter for the Iowa Corn Indy 250 and Representative Joe Forsman with Pioneer Hybrid. This is, I guess, the fourth year now that Pioneer has been the presenter of this race.
Yes, we really are excited about the opportunity to work in support of the Iowa Corn Indy 250. We've enjoyed that relationship with Iowa Corn. We really like the story that it tells for Iowa and for farmers in general. When you can see those high-tech Indy cars flying around the track at 200 miles an hour, being fueled by 100% corn ethanol, that's really exciting. And I think it really sends a great message to the state of Iowa and with the network, you know, the nation, about how we can use this renewable fuel to replace some of the petroleum here that that the country's trying to make headway into for a variety of reasons. So we're delighted to be able to do it. We have 3,000 people in Iowa that work for Pioneer that's very proud of this representation as well. And, you know, it really is one of the reasons, frankly, that Pioneer invests the way it does to drive corn yields, but also the fermentability in the corn so that producers not only can raise more corn per acre, but also more starch that ends up driving more ethanol per gallon. So we're excited about the opportunity. We think that it does tell the right story and the right message to the country about this renewable fuel source, and it's a great opportunity.
Well, the Indy cars have proven the performance capability of the fuel, i.e. ethanol, but it seems like there's a great analogy to be made between those high-technology engines and cars that are running and the technology that Pioneer's bringing to the business of corn production with the products you're producing.
Yeah, that is a great analogy. If you look at over the last 10 to 15 years on the way yields have increased because of technologies such as, you know, our brand new and AcreMax, you know, by being able to handle refuge in the bag with more simplicity than the options that producers had prior to that, it helps yield more, make more acres productive, and not only to mention then too the increase in the hybrids that are out there, and just expanding the capability of what corn can produce per acre. It is an exciting time. We think that it's only going to continue. You know, and that's really what we need from agriculture in order to step up and rise to the occasion to feed the world and to provide fuel in these renewable products.
Well, the growing season got off to a great start in most places this year, and I heard a grower just recently tell me he's really excited that this might be a great year to see how all this new technology and hybrids and traits are. They're going to have an opportunity to shine this year, I think the way you put it.
Yes, there's no doubt. You know, last year put us to a real good test. I mean, we didn't have an ideal planting season last year and not an ideal harvest season, and yet we were able to establish record yields. We are off to a great start. A lot of the crop got put in April there that got out of the ground and to a good start. We do have plenty of moisture at this point, and you know, on a day like today here in Iowa where it's 93 degrees, only a corn plant can love it, and they do. So we really are off to a great start and excited about what this could look like at harvest.
Well, thank you very much, Joe Forsman with Pioneer, presenting the Iowa Corn Indy 250 this year. Once again, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.